This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Perhaps he was trying to get attention. Perhaps he or she was trying to get a job at Google. A hacker, reportedly younger than 20 and now under investigation by the FBI, claimed responsibility along with two others for the breach of CIA chief John Brennan's email account late last week. WikiLeaks has started to release some of the information. One clue as to how easy this might have been for a hacker comes from John Brennan's reported email, hopefully changed by now, an old AOL account. David Sanger, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, joins us. David, welcome.
Good to be back with you, John.
Bad for Brennan, not so bad for American security. Is that the verdict here?
Well, you know, if you think about the breaches of the past 6 months, poor Mr. Brennan has had the form that you fill out for your national security clearance, and he must have filled this out before he joined the White House in his previous job, before he was the CIA director back in 2009. He's had it breached twice now this year. Once when the Chinese got into the Office of Personnel Management's computer systems and took out the records of 22 million Americans, about 7% of the population, including, we assume, Mr. Brennan's form. And then again, when Verizon and AOL fell for some trick to these hackers and basically gave away his password. So, you know, it's hard to get internet security around these days, even if you're CIA director.
And is there any sense from the WikiLeaks material that Brennan was responsible or particularly irresponsible, very discreet with the kinds of things that he was sharing in this email account?
So far, the documents that we have seen that WikiLeaks have posted have been profoundly boring. They include this security form, which has very little new on it, but WikiLeaks did not delete the social security numbers and so forth of his family members and so forth. So I'm sure there's a bit of a scramble right now to go clean up from that. There were a few essays and documents he had written, which we discovered on brief search had already been published elsewhere as basically journal articles about what to do with Iran, written in 2008 before he was in government in 2009. So there is absolutely nothing that we have seen of any kind of secure nature here. So it's a very different story than, say, the contention that the State Department has had that some of the emails that Hillary Clinton received on her private email account had classified material on it. Perhaps there was some, but so far we haven't seen any.
What does this say about the security of operational details? I mean, would they be on separate email accounts based on what we're looking at from Brennan here? The operational stuff seems to be somewhere else.
Yeah, this is his private email account. It's his AOL account. And as I wrote a day or two ago, perhaps the most embarrassing revelation to him here is that he was still using AOL when most of his friends probably had moved on. But a lot of people who have AOL accounts over the years have just held on to them in time. There was no significant government data that we have seen so far on what's been released. I think there is a very big question, though, about a reasonable question which Mr. Brennan could raise in public about not only having better internet security for individuals who are told to change their passwords and use two-factor authentication, but also for Verizon and AOL and other internet providers who clearly fell for an easy trick here and turned over his sensitive data.
Absolutely. David Sanger, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Always a pleasure, David.
Good to be with you, John.